Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the Internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our community. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Chicago, we have an outstanding program for you today. We have calling in on our live line, Sheila E., the renowned musician extraordinaire. Welcome to the program, Sheila.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You know, our audience is so grateful that you are taking time out of your schedule to join us. We know you're on your way into Chicago to appear at the Chicago's Taste coming up this weekend. You will be right here in Grant Park on Sunday, the 10th. At 4:30, and we're going to all be there. We are your fans. We are just so happy, you know, that we're going to be able to just see you in person. This is a wonderful experience.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be able to come there to Chicago and have a fantastic time with the people there.
Okay. Well, you know, we want to know about your background. You come from a family that is very deep in music traditions. Tell us, how did you grow up? How did you get interested in joining the family with music? You know, because some kids, you know.
I didn't have a choice because my dad plays percussion. I kind of just grew up watching him play. You know, my dad would practice with records every single day, LPs, and he had an extensive LP collection. And then he would have jam sessions throughout the week, and then periodically, he would have his band rehearse in the middle of the living room. So I had no choice but to listen and pick up music.
And, you know, is percussion the only instrument that you gravitated toward?
Pretty much. I mean, because congas and percussion were around the house, yes. But when I was in the third grade, my dad noticed that I really did love playing percussion, and he said, you know, I want you to play another instrument. I'd like for you to go and study violin. So I took classical music and studied violin for about 5 years and got scholarships to play violin, and things changed throughout that time, and I decided to play percussion instead.
Okay. Well, joining us right now is Brian Hawkins, Assistant Director of Chris Radio. Welcome to the program, Brian.
Thank you very much, Ruth. Hello, Ms. E. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
And I just had one question. Everyone knows that you are an extraordinary drummer and percussionist and singer. Something I didn't know, you also play guitar, is that correct?
I think almost anyone can play James Brown bar chords on a guitar. That's about extensive as I go. So it's not rocket science, but anything I can play a bar chord on, I'm good.
Well, you know, you told us that you did do a few years with classical violin. How long did you stay with that?
I played for 5 years extensively, and like I said, got scholarships, and then ended up after the eighth grade or ninth grade, then I gave it up.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that learning the violin helped give a different perspective to how you interpreted your music?
You know, the great thing about growing up in my family, in the house was always music, and my dad, the foundation of my music is Latin jazz. But he brought all kinds of different music in the house, you know, from Latin jazz to Latin to salsa to Motown to different types of music, and he encouraged us to always listen to different types of music. So our range of music was very broad,
mm-hmm.
and I think that was a great lesson for all of us. He said, you know, learn as much as you can.
Okay. Well, would you take a moment and inform our audience on who all the family members are?
Ooh, I don't think you have enough time in the day for me to explain. There are a lot of Escovedos. We have a lot of family members that play, but I mean, definitely the ones that are still playing are my brother Juan, who still plays a lot, and with my dad and play with different artists. My brother Peter Michael, Escovedo as well. My cousins play, my other uncles, my younger uncles, Alejandro Escovedo, who I think has won Grammys, and Mario Escovedo, and now Javier Escovedo.
Mm-hmm. Now, one name that you have not brought up, and we want to know so much more about this person, is Mom. What influence has she had on the family?
Oh, my God. She's the comedian and the rock.
Okay.
She is the glue. She holds the family down and together. I mean, very powerful and strong woman. And not only that, but if you can imagine having Lucy and Ricky Ricardo in living color, it's my mom and dad. So mom's is Lucy Ricardo, and she is a comedian. She's hilarious. There's always an episode every single day of things happening. She's funny. They keep us laughing, and that's why I think in their hearts, and their spirit, they're just young at heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful people.
Now, Mizzy, you said that, of course you're playing at the Taste of Chicago this coming weekend. And is your set, I know you don't want to give anything away, but is it comprised more of Latin jazz numbers, or is it sort of a mix of everything that you've done over the years?
Well, for Chicago, since they gave us a short amount of time to play, which, you know, if they gave us 10 minutes, I'm going to give you a hard 10 minutes. We're only playing 45 minutes, and so we've cut the show down. So I've had to adjust with, you know, changing the show a little bit for Chicago, which is fine. But you're going to hear kind of a little bit of everything, but mostly, you know, some of the new music from Icon, some old stuff, you know, of course, Glamorous Life, Love Bizarre, and then the new single, Girl Meets Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And can you talk a little bit about Girl Meets Boy? The inspiration for that, I understand, was Prince.
Yes. Well, since the passing, I was supposed to put my dance record out, which was coming out like a week before he passed. And I pulled my record and just said, you know, this wasn't the right time to release a dance record. So I went into the studio a couple of weeks after he passed, and my way of, you know, mourning and trying to get through this was to write about how my heart felt now. And so that's how Girl Meets Boy came about. The guitar player, my godson, Michael Gabriel, was with me in the studio, and around 1 in the morning, he just said, I think I have an idea. We put it down, and it was written an hour later. I put 2:30 in the morning, I put my vocals down, and the following week, we shot the video, put the strings on, and mixed it while we were doing rehearsals for BET, and everything is out now. So it happened only 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you meet Bruce?
1978. He was in the Bay Area, and I had heard about him prior to meeting him by through my dad and people from the Santana band, because my dad was with Santana at the time. And Prince came to the Bay Area, loved working, or listening, sorry, and influenced by a lot of the musicians like Sly and Carlos. So, so it was something that he always wanted to do, which I heard about later, was to be in the studio and the places where, he was influenced by these artists and musicians. So he came to the Bay Area. I didn't get to meet him while he was in the studio, but I did get to meet him when he played his first show, because his album had just come out, and I went backstage to meet him and started to introduce myself, and he said that he turned around and said, "I already know who you are. You're Chico Escovedo. I've been following your career for a long time, and I love your percussion and drumming, and you play with George Duke and blah blah blah." So he had already been following me, and which I was shocked. He was a new artist, and I was a fan when I heard his music.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, many of us need to heal because we love Prince. And by releasing your song online, you decided to make it available for everybody. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yes, I. When we released it the other day, we decided the very next day to just have people to download it and gift it to everyone, because we're all kind of going through the same experience. It's very emotional and from my heart, and I think a lot of us are all in the same place and trying to figure out how to get through this. It's, we just thought, why not just give it away and gift it to our fans who are also mourning as well, and to help with the healing process of this great loss. So
how can we
So you can go on to, SheilaE.com and download it. Everything that you have, everything that we have and you see with me now is going to be on SheilaE.com. So you can see the video there, you can watch it, and as well as download Girl Meets Boy for free.
Okay. Now that is a state-of-the-art website that you have. Can we just take a moment to explore some of the other experiences that we'll have when we visit this website?
Yeah, we're still putting things together, but for fans who are our true Sheila E. fans, you will see behind the scenes and things like that, stuff that you've never seen before, and get to see it through my eyes, as well as I will be giving tutorials and drum lessons, percussion lessons, things like that. You'll see some of the studios that I work with and work in, and the process sometimes, and you know, so just a lot of behind the scenes. You can see what really happens in my world that not a lot of people get to see or experience. So we're working on that as well as tons of new merchandise that is being made as we speak. There's going to be so much merchandise. I'm so excited. I can't even begin to tell you all the things that we're like, can I get this? Yes. Can we make this? Yes. Can we make this? So we're very excited about the new merchandise that's coming out as well.
Well, you know, Brian has a lot of more questions to ask you about music. But while we're at the website, I wanted to ask about some of the humanitarian things that you do. You have Elevate Hope Foundation, Elevate Oakland, your ministry.
Yes.
Can you explore that with us?
Yes, Elevate Hope started many years ago with my friend Lynn Mabry, and we wanted to help kids in foster care at the beginning, because those are the last to be helped sometimes as far as music, but we know that music is therapy and it's healing, so we wanted to make that available for the kids. So we started doing fundraisers and raising money to be able to assist these kids in need in foster care facilities. And the need was so great that we wanted to give back to the schools, because a lot of the schools don't have music and arts anymore. So we started raising money to help, you know, the teachers or put artists and residents and musicians that are locally, especially in the Bay Area, is how we started Elevate Oakland as well, with Jason Hoffman and Yoshi. and giving back to the schools there so that we can keep music and arts in the school. There's so many schools that don't have it. So the need is so great. You know, there's just a lot of need for these kids, and they so want to. Every time we speak with them, they're like, we want to take lessons, and we can't afford it, or we don't have a saxophone, or can we get a violin, or whatever it may be. So it takes a lot. I mean, that's a 24/7 job in itself, and we're wanting to do more, but we've got to raise more money. So it is very fulfilling. It's hard to help everyone, but we're one child at a time is what we're doing.
Now, how can we help in the fundraising, and do you need volunteers?
Yes, we're going to have another event sometime this year, so we will be, they can go onto the website again, SheilaE.com, and if it's Oakland or if it's Los Angeles, at this point right now, you know, we all always need volunteers, and we're also looking to expand. There's other cities that are asking for us to come and help their city as well, so... Mm-hmm. As soon as we can get this right and help the kids here, we can do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we know that you're a percussionist, a singer, a songwriter, a wonderful mentor, a philanthropist, but also you are now a published author. Tell us about your memoir, The Beat of My Own Drum.
Yes, wrote that and started writing it, I want to say, maybe 4 years ago, and I sat down with my sister-in-law, Sarah Spinner Escovedo, and we sat for a year, and I wanted to write, you know, as much as I could remember. But the funny thing about it is everything that I remembered in my eyes, once we went back to ask other people their experience, whether it be some of my band members or friends or family, some of their stories were a little bit different than mine, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I remember it this way. So I just, at the beginning of the book, I tell about this is as close as I could get with my eyes, the way that I saw it, you know, the mm-hmm. experience. But it's very, I've gotten a lot of people coming to me and letting me know that it has blessed them and helped them tremendously with not only just the stories, but my testimony, what happens, and I won't give it away, but if you mm-hmm. read the book, you can read the testimony, about what has happened to me when I was young and how I got through this and how God and my family and faith is so important to me.
Right. And, you know, we can get a copy of that book from your website, can't we?
Correct.
Okay. And the website again is?
SheilaE.com.
All right. And, you know, and you speak of ministry. Is that a very large part of your life right now?
It is my life.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, I mean, ministry, it's a daily walk, and it helps keep me grounded. It helps. I mean, I just, my life has changed once I gave my heart to the Lord and realized, you know, I'm not in control and that He is. And so, you know, once you realize that and you allow God to do and you understand what your purpose is, then life becomes a lot more enjoyable. And, you know, some things we just can't. A lot of things we just can't do by ourselves, you know, so it's, yeah.
And you're blessed to have such a strong family with you.
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay.
Exactly. My family is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah,
you know, we're...
I mean, go ahead.
I'm just saying that we're just so inspired by what you do for others, and that's very important to our audience. And we just want you to share that love. And would you like to break into a little acapella something for us?
Ooh, that would be a little challenging right now.
Okay. Well, just.
But I appreciate the ask.
Well, maybe instead of that, you might be able to tell us now. Are you on tour now? In addition to coming to Chicago,
we started last Saturday, and we started our first show. So yes, we're just getting back after the passing of Prince. We're now just starting to get back out and and play, because it's been very challenging to be able to go out and do anything. It's very emotional still for all of us. So we're trying to get through it as best we can.
So when you say all of us, who's in the band right now?
We have Eddie M, who's played with me since Purple Rain days, playing saxophone. Lynn Mabry, who is a vocalist also. They're both from the Bay Area, and she's been singing with me for a very long time as well, and has sung with numerous amount of artists and original Brides of Funkenstein and George Clinton, so she's done a lot of great work. And we have Bertrand Curtis from North Carolina on keyboards, Michael Gabriel from Oakland by way of Minneapolis, who's my godson. We have Raymond McKinley on bass, but actually we're using Courtney Leonard, who's going to be on bass with us in Chicago, and Wes McVicker on drums. And I think that's it. And we might have a special guest come in. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Now, being in the business the way you are, would you say over the years it's gotten more difficult or easier for women as producers, composers, performers in the music business? It seems to be dominated by a lot of women right now.
Yeah, it's always kind of been a challenge, which I never realized until I started working outside of the Bay Area and started going out on tour and working with different artists and realizing that what I was doing was a little bit different. And but it never hindered me or never stopped me from doing what my heart and what my desires were. And even with the challenges, I just always felt like I've been a fighter my entire life, and this has been something that it's not easy at all. It's never really been easy. I just keep moving as if it is. You know, you speak as if it is already done. Which gets me through, but, you know, I don't know that it's easier. I just think that it's always just been a challenge from day one, and I've accepted that, and I just keep moving as if it's not.
Now, will you explore more in the area of country music as far as writing and performing? Or?
I probably will, because I love country music, and I still have songs that I recorded that are not out yet that are finished. So I'm just waiting to see what I'm going to do and when that time will be to release those songs.
Well, I like your collaboration on Stern Grove that you produced for your dad. Could you tell our audience about that?
Yeah, it was a wonderful event. Stern Grove actually had all of the bands. So it started with the Escovedo family band, the E family band with my brothers and my dad, and the music that we did on that CD for the E family. And then we changed gears and went into the Pete Escovedo extravaganza. So my dad, Latin jazz, and that's how we recorded that at Stern Grove. I thought it would be great to do a live performance for my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So we produced that, and then we closed with my band.
Mm-hmm.
And so that event was all Escovedos, which was amazing, and we had about 16,000 people there just having a fantastic time, and it was a wonderful experience. Stern Grove was amazing. We look forward to playing and performing that again, but that's how that record came about, and it's a wonderful record. And again, all of these records are done by my company, Stiletto Flats Music, and again, you can purchase all of these items on SheilaE.com.
Okay. Well, you know, your latest CD, Icon, you have a few tracks in there that involve family. Can you just go through what was the inspiration for some of the music?
Well, I wanted to go back to Oakland and do my record there, so I had a numerous amount of songs, and I realized I need to go back to Oakland and record. And once I did that, I recorded most of my record in 3 days, but I recorded with the band live, which makes a difference. And then I got my brothers on the record, and when I came home, there was a song that my whole family used to sing when my aunt, when we were at her house, and we used to have to, when we would leave the house, she would force us to sing this Army song or this Navy song. I'm not sure what it was, a military song, but anyway, that's why we ended up singing. We ended up with that, with my mom and I singing that song at the end, which I dedicated that record to my aunt who passed away about a year after the record came out. So, but yeah, I love having a family, my dad on it as well. And, you know, it'd be different if my family if they weren't talented, but they are. So why not use them?
Right.
And you probably get this question a lot, but I've always wondered, who are some of your favorite drummers that you listen to over the years?
My dad. It starts there.
Yeah.
It starts there. Percussion the only woman that I saw perform the first time besides my mom playing percussion on television was Karen Carpenter. And then I had heard about another percussionist named Bobby Hall, and she used to play with Bob Dylan, African-American percussionist. She was amazing. But, yeah, I just grew up listening to whoever, and it wasn't really just drums. Everyone that I listened to was, I always got excited about the music, the overall music, and what it sounded like. Like, I loved Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, I fell in love with Sammy Davis Jr. because he was an entertainer and all that he had done. So it's not that I listened to just drums. I listened to and made it an experience, the mm-hmm. overall picture of that performance or song.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have your godfather was Tito Puente. Tell us about that relationship.
Well, my dad, Tito and my dad became friends at 15 when Tito was playing Latin jazz music and would come to San Francisco, and it was a big deal that Tito Puente would come out and perform in San Francisco. So him and my dad became friends and were friends ever since. And then, you know, whenever we were all in town together or we'd visit each other, whatever, and if Tito was playing, he always asked us to come and perform. So he's an amazing man.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask you about George Dukes, if you could tell us a little bit going back that far.
Uh-huh.
How was it?
George Duke was amazing because he allowed me to grow as an artist in his band. I mean, I left my dad's band when very young, and George had to ask permission for me to play with George. So it was pretty cool in the experience to be able to learn from George and the different types of music that he played. You know, he played funk, Brazilian music, jazz, Latin jazz, gospel. I mean, he played everything. And so to be able to learn from that, you know, and grow as an artist, he never said to me, you should play this or play that. He just said, play whatever feels right for you, because I don't play percussion. That's you, so you do you. And he allowed me to learn through that experience.
Okay. Well, you know, Brian had asked you about going on tour, but coming up in February of 2017 is a very special event. I want you to tell us about it.
Yeah, the event is February 10th through 13th, 2017, the first ever Glamorous Life cruise. We're leaving Miami to Coco Cay to Nassau, back to Miami. It's a three-day cruise. We are doing a Latin tribute with Unity, the band Unity. It's amazing. 12-piece Latin band, salsa band, amazing. We're doing a tribute to Michael Jackson. My dad is playing, Pete Escovedo, my brother Juan. We have Judith Hill, Oza Motley, Debbie Nova, and many other artists performing. And we're also going to do a tribute to Prince as well. And we will definitely have that purple party that everyone talks about. And the newest addition to this cruise is the comedian, the amazing Mr. George Lopez.
Okay. Well, Chicagoland, we have been truly blessed to have Sheila E. call in on our live line from California in anticipation of performing here in Chicago at the Taste of Chicago this upcoming Sunday, July 10th at 4:30 p.m. in Grant Park. We want you all there to give much love to our favorite musician. And we want to thank Brian Hawkins, our assistant director here at Chris Radio, Anika Frazier Muhammad, managing director of FAC, Building Community Strengthening Nations, our program every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. here on Chris Radio. I'm Ruth Frazier, and we want to thank you for tuning in. Building Community Strengthening Nations, Chris Radio. Thank you so much, Sheila. Can you give us a shout out?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and thank you all very much for having me on the show. And I look forward to hanging out, having a great time, and enjoying Chicago this week.
Well, we love you, and we're going to see you there.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, hon. Hello, Sheila?
Yes.
All right. I wanted to just thank you again. That was a wonderful program. We appreciate your time. We're going to look for you out there. And please, you know, we're going to try to get tickets to come behind stage. Brian Hawkins, myself, my daughter, Anika Frazier Muhammad, who is a vocalist. And, you know, she helps
one
me
of your
so.
Biggest fans.
And she says she is one of your biggest fans. And we truly, truly
Thanks
love
so
you.
Much.
Okay.
Say
Thank
hello
to her.
All right, I appreciate it.
Hello, Sheila. And, oh, my goodness, I love the performance on BET Awards. For 2016.
Thank you very much.
I cried. I was very, that was a blessing to see your performance.
It was very moving, honey. It really, really was. And
thank you.
And I, again, I'm going to ask Kim to share my contact information with you. You are invited to be a guest of our home the next time you are here in Chicago. And we want you, please, to come in and take a tour of the Chicago Lighthouse. I mean, everyone's standing around listening right now, you know, to this interview. They're going to be there as your favorite fans. And, you know, they even have a band here, Sheila, called Vision Quest. And
okay, great.
And
well, thank you so much for the offer.
All right. And we'll stay in touch with you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God
you
bless.
Too.
God bless.
Bye now.
I was just a girl, and when I saw your face, you were just a boy. But you rocked my world, and deep inside I know that I did the same. I let your love rain down on me. I let your love today, a memory we'll cherish. Oh, is this a dream? I don't want to wake up. I want to be with you. Welcome to my world. When you left, just a